Petersburg Wrangell area management biologist Troy Tina says the Stikine return is forecast at 30,000 kings, which leaves little room for a commercial harvest for U.S. fishermen.
At a forecast of that size, the allowable catch for the United States is only 190 fish. The 190 fish is too small to allow any directed commercial fisheries, but it does allow for liberalized sport fish regulations.
Those liberalized sport limits don't go into effect until the department puts out an announcement in the spring. This is the third consecutive year the forecast has not allowed for a commercial harvest in Southeast. Tina says a couple of problems have led to the poor returns. Those runs were spawned during years of very large escapement when lots of fish made it upriver. According to Tina, that resulted in crowded stream conditions.
The escapements from those large returns were not the best for producing future good returns, and so that's kind of what we were seeing. That was 2005, 2004, 2003. Production off those large escapements was not that good.
Also, Tina says the ocean conditions were not that good for king salmon survival. Commercial fisheries on the Stikine stocks reopened in 2005 for the first time in decades. Even with the commercial harvest that year, Tina says about 40,000 fish made it upriver to spawn. That was well above the top end of the department's escapement goal for the year, which was 28,000 fish. Tina says the runs have continued to meet escapement goals each year, except for 2009. He's optimistic for the future.
I think we are on the upward turn of things, on an upward trend here. This preseason forecast, 30,000, is significantly higher than last year's preseason forecast, 23,000.
And the actual return ended up just a few thousand fish short of that this past year, but well within escapement goals. Like the Stikine River, the forecast for the Taku River near Juneau is also too low for a commercial fishery in May, according to the department. At a preseason estimate of 41,000 fish, the U.S. would only be allowed to take just over 1,500 kings. Juneau Area Commercial Fisheries Manager Kevin Monagal says this forecast is very similar to last year, and like last year's fishery, the department's taking a conservative approach.
The way we handled last year's fishery is we decided with such a small number of fish to go after that we would wait for an in-season number, not base fishing on the preseason forecast. And once we had that, then that would determine whether we actually implemented a king fishery or not. And basically, we're in the same boat. The reason we're approaching this a bit conservatively is because we have a bit of history with the forecast being high, and it's fairly consistent.
According to Monagal, the department had a preseason estimate of 41,000 kings this past year as well, and the run came in about 4,000 lower than that. Like the Stikine River, the department reopened commercial fishing on Taku Kings in 2005 after decades of closure. There were also openings in 2006 and 2009. Since the rivers run through both the U.S. and Canada, fishing opportunity on Stikine and Taku salmon stocks is governed under the Pacific Salmon Treaty. The department plans to produce in-season estimates of the king returns for both rivers by late May. If the numbers come in substantially higher than the preseason forecasts for either system, the department says, as it could allow for some limited commercial fishing. When they've been open, the Stikine and Taku fisheries have provided a substantial boost for gillnetters whose regular season starts in June. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.